Message number 26 on the First Epistle of John. Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your Bible teacher of the air speaking, J.W. Bramhall, giving you a hearty welcome to the continued study of the Word of God in the First Epistle of John. We come to the closing chapter of this great epistle written by God's servant John. Chapter 5. May we read together the first 5 verses. John writing by the Holy Spirit and saying, that everyone that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God, and everyone that loveth him that has been begotten loveth also him that is begotten of him. Hereby know we that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For all that has been begotten of God gets the victory, or overcometh the world. And this is the victory which overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? May God bless the reading and hearing of this portion from his word. May our hearts and our minds be illuminated by the Holy Spirit as we consider these particular verses. For when we come to the 5th chapter of this great epistle of John, we are finding that the apostle certainly deals with the children of God in relation to the person of the Son of God. The verses that we have read, may I give a title to these verses that will help us understand the meaning of the words. In these 5 verses, we can safely declare how we know what a Christian is. May I repeat that? How we know what a Christian is. Most of the people in the world do not know what a real Christian is, or even how to become a Christian. Many trust in their religious works, in their good intentions, and in depending upon their own energy of their own flesh. But God says in these words which we have written, a Christian is a person who has been born again, and particularly born of God. How necessary to realize the emphasis that God places. God says that a Christian is one who believes that Jesus is the Christ and gives evidence that he or she has been born of God. May I indeed recognize with you that those who are Christians have placed their faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, and in obedience to the word of God, they have believed on him. Again, we repeat the words of John 1, verse 12 and 13. Which we had at the commencement of our study in this epistle. But as many as received Christ, to them gave he power, authority, to be called the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of the will of the flesh, nor of blood, nor the will of man, but of God. Again, we emphasize, it is the new birth that makes us a child of God through faith in the Lord Jesus. Paul, writing to the Galatians in chapter 3 and verse 26, declares, we are all the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, may we also point out very clearly that when John uses the phrase, in our reading of 1 John chapter 5, when he uses the phrase born of God, he has a meaning to it. And we would particularly like to refer to some references regarding being born that John records in the Holy Epistle. For John teaches and shows to us the reality of what the new birth is. In other words, there are characteristic birthmarks indicating that one is born of God. Let me refer to them briefly. In chapter 2 and verse 29, the last verse of that chapter, John declares that the one who is born of God practices righteousness. He or she lives right. That is an evidence, being born of God. In chapter 3 and verse 9, John declares that the one who is born of God does not practice sinning. That also is an evidence, being born of God. In chapter 4 and verse 7, John declares that the one who is born of God loves his and her fellow believers. He or she loves other Christians. In our fifth chapter, where we have read today, the fourth verse declares, "He that is born of God overcometh the world," as we have it in verse 7. And if you were to go down the chapter further, in chapter 5, verse 18, you will find that the one who is born of God will keep himself or herself from Satan's power. And thus may we declare, John certainly gives concrete evidence what it is to be a real Christian, to know that one is born of God. How important this is. John continues to emphasize the manifestation of love, the manifestation of obedience, the manifestation of believing and following the truth, which is a test of being truly born again and being a son of God. If we have God as our Father, and if we love Him, then surely we will love all of His children. And that is what John declares. Everyone that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is begotten of God, and everyone that loves Him that has begotten loves also him that is begotten of Him. This is how we know we are the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. And it is the commandment of God that we keep His commandments. That is the evidence that He loves us, and it is the evidence that we love Him. And may we add, as John declares at the end of verse 3, His commandments, they are not grievous. My beloved, any and every true child of God will never consider the commandments of God, and may I state, this expression does not refer to the Ten Commandments, but rather to the revelation of the will of God for His children as declared in the Word of God. And thus, such an one possesses the victorious life within him and within her, overcoming the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now may I declare that every Christian possesses the overcoming life. Now I did not say that every Christian is overcoming. Would to God that were true. But we do possess that life which can overcome all that is in the world. The Lord Jesus said in John 16:33, "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And beloved, who is he that overcometh the world? Asked John in the fifth verse of our section today. And the answer is given, who but the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And oh, my beloved fellow believer, the evidence that we possess the victorious life, as well as the enjoyment and the proof of that victorious life, is our faith in the Son of God. This is what a real Christian is. And may I state very faithfully, as John has so specifically indicated, a true born again Christian will not love the world, or belong to the world, or yield to the world. He or she will overcome. He or she will overcome the adversary, the devil. May I remind my listeners, who perhaps may have been following this study, that in chapter 2 and verse 13 and 14, we found the apostle commending the young men, saying that they had overcome the wicked one. And how did they overcome the wicked one? They overcame him by the word of God, which was abiding in them. An overcoming Christian gives evidence of his overcoming power by going on with the Lord in his word and following that word. He will not follow the false teachers that are in the world. And by faith in the Lord Jesus, not by his own power, not by his own strength, not by his own energy, not by his own wisdom, but he overcomes by faith. Oh, may we repeat the phrase, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. May we remember where that faith is, in what object, nay, in what blessed person it is placed, none other than the victor himself. My beloved Christian, you and I possess victorious life because we possess the victor, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, by faith. Our blessed Father, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, we humbly but earnestly pray, through our meditation of the Word of God today, we all may know what a Christian really is. And may all of our listening friends be able to say, thank God, I have been born again. I am a child of God. We ask it in the Savior's name for his glory. Amen.